Today, South Street in Philadelphia is known as a bustling boulevard with tattoo parlors, cafes, pizza joints, and hip shops. But for some students studying African-American history at the University of Pennsylvania, they see the surrounding neighborhood differently. They're mapping the flux and flow of black people in the area over the years. In the 1890s, the surrounding neighborhood was called the Seventh Ward and was a predominantly African-American community. Now it's mostly white. Today and next week, three students take us on a walking tour around South Street, retracing the footprint of black culture on the neighborhood. And this morning, we stroll around the corner of 6th and South Streets. It's the site of the former home of scholar and civil rights activist W.E.B. Du Bois. Helen Fatau is there. She's a senior at Penn. She's eager to give Du Bois the recognition he never got when he conducted the Philadelphia Negro, the first case study of a black community in the United States.
In class, we studied W.E.B. Du Bois and his time and his study in Philadelphia while he was connected through Penn, and right now I'm standing on the street that he once lived. I think it's kind of emotional to know that a little bit over 100 years ago today, like, he was here in Philadelphia and he was doing really important work. I think that one of the things that really hit home for me was the fact that he was actually brought in to do the study of the Seventh Ward, because this woman, Sarah Wharton, who was living in the Seventh Ward at the time, she was a really wealthy Quaker, talked to her neighbor, Charles Harrison, who also happened to be the provost at Penn, and he sent for Du Bois to study the quote-unquote Negro problem. I think what really got me was the fact that Penn didn't really provide him any type of support during his time here. He received a salary of like $900 throughout the entire time. Once he finished the Philadelphia Negro, he kind of had to leave. Well, I mean, obviously I was really disappointed in Penn and just like the lack of support that they provided him, but also just like helped me to recognize that like African Americans throughout history in Philadelphia on Penn's campus have not been given the light that they deserve. And so it's helped me to appreciate how far we've come, but also like how much more work we still have to do.